moving on to another issue that Senator Harkin has been working on. It was unanimous. You might say it's a bit late, but the Senate unanimously passed a resolution yesterday apologizing for slavery. Here's more from Senator Tom Harkin. He first introduced the apology resolution years ago.
This Congress has never offered a formal apology for slavery and Jim Crow, and it's long past due. A national apology by the representative body of the people is a necessary collective response to a past collective injustice. So it is both appropriate and imperative that Congress fulfill its moral obligation and officially apologize for slavery and Jim Crow laws.
I remind you that it is 150 years since the end of the Civil War. We're going to go now to David Walrice, Assistant Professor of Psychology at Morehouse College. He's also one of our contributors here at The Takeaway. Professor Rice, why is the Senate apologizing for slavery now?
Well, I guess, you know, we did say good morning, first of all. I guess it is better late than never. I think that you look at the, you know, the political and social climate. I think that as you see changes in And who are our representatives in the legislature, you see that there are a lot of things that, you know, were introduced years ago that you can finally have pushed through. So I think that, you know, we're in an interesting sociocultural milieu that allows individuals to get things done.
Now, who does this matter more for? I'm going to ask a question not quite what you're expecting. Does it matter more for African Americans or senators?
Well, that's an interesting question as well. I think it matters probably equally to both, even though I think senators perhaps would not necessarily be aware that it's necessary for them. I mean, what we're looking at, you know, I'm a psychologist who looks at narratives and discourse. So what's important is what's said and what's left unsaid. And when you're looking at a national horror that's committed against people, I mean, we owned slaves. You know, we owned black people. And so I think that certainly, you know, as a black person, we've suffered tremendous atrocities. I think Jim Crow being associated with that is necessary to be recognized also. But the perpetrators of those crimes are now allowed a little bit of psychological relief as well. And it allows us as a country to kind of move forward.
Reparations, most officially, were not part of this resolution.
Right.
And what does that say about the issue of both apology and reparation?
Well, I think it says very clearly that there's more work to be done. I think that, you know, one thing, when you look at the architects of kind of the individuals who are looking at reparations, Charles Ogletree and, of course, Randall Robinson, the first step is the fact that there needs to be an apology, there needs to be an acknowledgement. And so when there's that baseline, we can work from there. So reparations, I think it certainly is a dialogue that needs to continue, and it's a conversation that's going to be had. But I think that we need to acknowledge what has happened in the Senate. I mean, I think it's a big deal, Harkin and Brownback kind of talking about and introducing this legislation and acknowledging that it was a horror and an atrocity that was done to a people, and we need to apologize for it. That's big.
There are some, I'm looking at a Washington Post piece about the resolution passed yesterday, and there was at least one voice saying, look, this doesn't mean as much. We have an African-American president. We have more people in Congress now. What impact in either direction do you think the fact that we have the Obama administration in place, what does that say about the passing of this resolution?
Well, I think it says a lot. I think that certainly that's a large chunk of the sociocultural space that we're living in now. But I also think that it does mean a lot. I mean, I understand what people are saying. Time's passed, 150 years. We've got black people in the Senate, Congress. We've got a black president. All those things are great and are also noble attributes of the country. However, there are certain things that we had stepped beyond and stepped over, and I think that this apology is one of those things that becomes important. Again, in looking at a national dialogue, if somebody has not acknowledged a wrong that's been done to you, it's almost culpable to saying that it's okay, and it isn't. And so I think that it becomes important for us to kind of not just go past what has been done before, but to acknowledge what's been done past and to make sure that we're able to right it in multiple ways. we're talking about slavery and Jim Crow, it's not like it. We just own people and, oh, that's it. I mean, there's this psychological and cultural scar that's still left on a community and a people. And I'm not just talking about African-American people. I'm talking about people who are citizens of the United States.
Okay.
And so for us to acknowledge that becomes very important.
All right. David Walrice, I want to thank you for taking time out this morning.
Thank you.
David Walrice is an assistant professor of psychology at Morehouse College and one of our contributors here at The Takeaway.